Woo, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We have very little time before it's 12 midnight. There's some very important things I've got to say. The Lord will have me say to you tonight before we go into our... We're going to give about a few minutes towards the end to just pray into the new year. But let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. Let's start from there. Jeremiah 29:11. God's plan for you, my friends, is a good plan. God's plan for you is a good plan. No matter what is going on in your life right now, I want you to be confident. God's plan for you is a good plan. One of the very fascinating things about God's plan for his people is the plan he made for you and for me. He made those plans before we ever did anything right or wrong. God's plan is not based on whether you did good or whether you did bad. God's plan is not based on whether you were the most righteous or the most unrighteous. God's plan is not based on whether you've checked all the boxes or whether you've crossed all the T's and dotted all the... No. In fact, before you are... Let's take this, because as we get into 2026, this is very important. And then the Lord wants us to talk about this. I want you to have clarity in these matters. Hallelujah. Look at Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Look at what it says. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Somebody say, thoughts of peace, not of evil. So that means there is no evil in God's plan for you. Amen. Let's establish this now. Because there must be no controversy about this. You know, from year to year, people have asked me, "Pastor, all these, prophetic utterances, by the way, all these prophetic utterances, all of them, check the box, every single one of them, they are fully fulfilled every year."
Yes.
So if I were you, I would pay attention early. Mm-hmm. I would take it early. Don't wait until June. And then you start hearing people sharing testimonies. Hey, let me get some more before this year is over. Don't wait. Get it early. Amen. I mean, testimonies till the last day of the year. Today, testimonies. God is no respecter of persons.
No. Amen.
God is no respecter of persons. Now, so people have asked me, "Pastor, every year you all these prophetic utterances, these confessions that, there's never any bad in there. You never say it's going to be bad. Yours is last year's shalom, it's jubilee. It's always good." And this is why you can see it in the Bible. The one for 2026 will be very good. In fact, it is gooder. It is gooder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some say, "Pastor, how come all this prophetic is always good?" Well, listen to the Lord himself. The Lord said, "There is no evil in my plan for you."
Yes.
You are reading it in the Bible. It's not a preacher saying it. We are reading it. Are you reading it or not? He said, "There is no evil."
No evil.
If evil ever happens, God said, "It was not my plan."
Yes.
People say, "Pastor, but evil always..." You are right. Evil always happens to everybody. There is no human being on this earth that will not experience evil. But God said, "It was not my plan." It will never be my plan. Evil will never be my plan for you. Evil, tell your neighbor, evil will never be God's plan for you. Tell them confidently, evil will never be God's plan for you. Oh my God. You know, one of the most powerful things that I love about the Lord, oh Lord, about his goodness, even though evil is never in his plan, he has a plan to take care of evil when it happens.
Come on now.
Even though evil is never his plan for you, he always has a plan to take care of evil when it happens. Some of you are just coming out of Christmas. You remember Christmas story, right? I mean, it's just a week ago. It feels like forever because of so many things that have happened. But Christmas was just last week, 1 week ago. And those of you who attended the Christmas service in Abundant Life, you remember what we're talking about, right? How Satan tried to kill this baby. Before the baby was born, he tried to kill him. You remember? Then after the baby was born, he tried to kill him again. You remember? Then he sent the wise men. He called all the wise men. He said, tell me when you find that baby that is born, tell me where he is. Why? Because he still wants to kill that baby. But think about it. It was not God's plan for a man to want to kill the baby. But a man got up with an agenda to kill the baby. And then what did God do? God circumvented. God circumvented. God said, yeah, evil is not my plan for you, but I have a plan to take care of evil.
Amen.
So when Herod told the wise men, when you find him, come and tell me so he can kill him. God went and told the wise men, don't go to him. Pass through another way. You remember? Pass through another way. What's that? God circumvented the evil plan. People say, oh, Pastor, but evil happens. God's plan is always good, but evil happens. Yeah, evil happens. Do you know how many babies were killed? We read it last Sunday. There was weeping in Ramah, crying. Mothers, fathers, crying over their babies because of this evil Herod. That was not God's plan.
No.
It was not God's plan.
No.
But God had a plan.
Yes.
To deal with evil.
Amen.
You remember when I woke up Joseph one night, take the boy to Egypt. Because Herod is still trying to kill him. Then after Jesus became a man, preaching in Jerusalem, a full-grown man, Herod is still trying to kill him. You remember this story? He's still trying to kill him. It was not God's plan. But God had a plan to deal with the evil. Hallelujah. I just want you to know, as we get into 2026, as you and I are knocking on the door, we're going to start praying in just a few minutes now. As you start knocking on the door to 2026, settle it in your heart. There is no evil in God's plan for you.
Amen.
Evil will happen, but God has a plan to stop evil.
Amen.
Somebody say, God has a plan to deal with every evil that Satan sent against me. Say it one more time. God has a plan to deal with every evil that Satan sent against me. Some people say, Pastor, I think the evil that's happening is because of me. It's because of my family. It's because, yeah, sometimes there are generational things that create evil because people don't know what they are doing. But all in all, evil knocks on everybody's door. Before you were born, before you did right or wrong, God said, I have a plan for good for you.
Yes.
Do you see that in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good, not of evil.
Mm-hmm.
To give you an expected end. To give you an expected end.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in Ephesians, the Bible tells us, is God's plan for us was made from the foundations of the world. That's long before we were even conceived.
Yes.
We were not even conceived in the womb. When God made a plan for good. You see that thunder? Look at that in Ephesians 1. Quick. Ephesians 1, 3. Let's read 3 to 6. Look at it real quick. Let's take it from verse 3. Thank you. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He has already blessed us. When you hear people say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Well, how do you know you are blessed? That's the scripture right there. everywhere they're always writing, so I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Yeah, you say, wow, where, how do you know? That's it right there. Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all, not some, all. So when he say all, that means every area of your life is already blessed.
Amen.
God's plan demands that every area of your life is blessed. No area is left off.
Amen.
No area in your life is exempt from the blessing of God. He blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Amen.
In heavenly places. Look at the next verse, verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Look at verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. One last verse, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. This is from the foundation of the world. It's not after you grew up to be like, come, man of God, come. Come, man of God, come, come. You now, you are the man of God now. Did you forget who you are? Look at this man of God. Now, somebody say, however old you are, somebody can say, you did some things wrong. Now you are suffering some of the punishment or some of the things you did as a child. That's why some bad things are happening to you. But the Bible is telling us, even before the foundation of the world, God chose you.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Before you ever did anything good or bad, God already chose you.
Amen.
Now, you have a responsibility. Somebody say, if you commit to God, say this. Say, if you commit to God,
if you commit to God,
God will commit to you.
God will commit.
Make it personal. Say, if I commit to God,
I commit to God,
God will commit to me.
God will commit.
So we all have a response. That's why a night like this is very important.
Yes.
As you go into a new year, some people are getting drunk on the street, drinking away their sorrow from 2025. They want to forget all the sorrow of 2025. But you and I, we are in the presence of God, whether virtual or present.
Yes.
Right? Why? Because we are choosing. He chose us first.
Yes.
So now in a service like this, we are telling him, Lord, you chose us. Now we are choosing you.
Amen.
You will be our priority.
Amen.
In 2026, we choose you as our priority.
Amen.
We make you our destiny in 2026.
Amen.
And when you choose God, then God is happy.
Amen.
Then God say, okay, if you choose me like I chose you, we can establish that plan. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
If you choose God like God chose you, then now we can establish the plan. If God chose you, but you don't choose him, the plan has K leg. There's still a good plan. But now the plan has K leg. Because now God will be looking for ways. How can I get it done? Because he won't choose me. The only way we can get it done is he has to choose me. I chose him before the foundation of the world. I chose him before he got in his mother's womb. I chose her before she even knew her name. But unless she chooses me like I have chosen her, We can't establish the plan. Somebody say, I choose God. Shout it out loud. Say, I choose God. In 2026, I choose God. God is my priority. God is my destiny. I choose God.
Amen. I choose God.
If you choose God, when God already chose you, my friend, the plan will be established. Satan can still fight it, though. He can still fight that plan, though. But he can't win.
No.
Like Herod. God will just be in heaven, be laughing at him. When he calls the wise men, say, tell me where he is so I can go and get him. God will call the wise men, say, no, just ignore that foolish man, or just go another way. Herod will be waiting for days for the wise men. The wise men are already back at home. God will be in heaven laughing. God will be laughing. This is why God laughs. God laughs a lot. The reason God laughs, he looks at the foolishness of the people in the world trying to walk against his plan. Because God's plan is all-encompassing. There are no holes in God's plan. It's a flawless plan. It's a perfect plan. You can't. Anywhere you try to get it, God already has, he already has circumventions. He already has contingencies. He already has a way to make sure, as long as you choose him, his plan will be established in your life. Somebody say, I choose God. Say, I choose God. God is my priority. I choose God in 2026. Hallelujah. We have 10 minutes. We have 10 minutes before midnight. I'm going to have you get up and begin to pray. I want you to get yourself ready to begin to talk to the Lord. But establish this in your heart. God chose you before you knew anything, before you did anything. You've read it in the Bible. If anybody tells you otherwise, it's not true. God chose you for a good life before you ever did anything. God qualified you.
Amen.
Before you qualified yourself. Somebody say, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll be this, I'll be that. So I can qualify. God already qualified you.
Amen.
If God qualified you, why are you still stressing yourself? Somebody say, I'm qualified.
I am qualified.
Say, I'm qualified.
I am qualified.
I'm chosen.
I am chosen.
Hallelujah. Now I choose God so that his plan can be established in my life. His plan will be established in my life. His plan will be established in my life. That good plan will be established in my life. This is why this last scripture before we start praying. Romans 8:28. All things will work together for good to them that love God and that are called according to his purpose. That is, those who God chose and who chose God, all things will work together for good. No matter what Satan tries to do, everything, no matter what Satan does, everything must work together. But look at that scripture. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are the called according to his purpose. Look at the next verse, verse 28. Look at verse 29. Look at verse 29. He said, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he may be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30, go on to verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. Hallelujah. Then I think it's verse 32, who says, if God then be for us, who? If God be for us, end of story.
End of story.
If God be for us,
period.
And God is for us,
yes.
And we are for him,
yes.
The only person that can stop the plan is us.
Uh-huh.
If God is for us and we are not for him, the plan will not work. But we are for him.
We are for him.
Tonight we are telling him, we choose you, Lord. Come on, stand to your feet. Let's tell the Lord, as we go into 2026, wherever you are, whether you are in a room, in a living room, in a car, driving a hospital bed, wherever you are, go on and tell the Lord, Lord, I choose you. I choose you. You are my priority. I make you my destiny. I choose you. I choose you in 2026. I will let you lead me and I will follow. I will let you guide me and I will follow. Everywhere you lead me, I will follow. I will never go back. I will never turn back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. I choose you. No matter what happens, I choose you. No matter what happens, I choose you. No matter what happens, I choose you. I choose you. Go on and tell the Lord, what are your desires for 2026? Let's begin to tell him. Let's begin to present our desires to the Lord for 2026. Let's present them to him. Let's commit them to him. Lord, we invite you. You are our creator. You are our maker. Lead us. None of us, but all of you. Not our will, but your will be done. Show us your way. Help us to be pleasing to you. Help us to walk in the path of righteousness for your own name's sake. Lead us and guide us in the path that is pleasing to yourself. Lead us in the way that you have chosen. Help us. Come on, I can't hear you praying. I can't hear you praying. Tell the Lord, Lord, I choose to follow you. No matter what happens, whether it is happy, I will follow you. Whether it is sad, I will follow you. Whether there are good times, I will follow you. Whether there are bad times, I will follow you. No matter what happens, I will follow you. You are my priority. I make you my destiny. I will follow you. Jesus, I choose to follow you. Jesus, I choose to follow you. Jesus, I choose to follow you. I give you my will. I give you my heart. I give you my plans. I give you all my intentions. I give you all my desires. I put you first. I put you first. Lord, help me to be pleasing to you. I can't hear you praying. No, I can't hear you praying. It's almost 12 midnight. Come on, let's roll into 2026. Let's take 2026. Let's take it by storm. Hallelujah. Let's take it by storm. Hallelujah. Let's declare, according to the counsel of Almighty God, 2026 will be a good year. 2026 will be a blessed year. 2026 will be a glorious year. We call it so. We declare it. We call it so. We declare it. We call it so. We declare it. Whew. Come on, I can't hear you praying. Come on, lose yourself out of your seat. Come on, lose yourself. Lose yourself. Whatever you say, God will meet you where you are. God will meet you where you are. If you say, God, I will do whatever you tell me, God will say, okay, let's go. If you say, God, I will go wherever you send me, God will say, okay, let's go. If you say, God, I will be pleasing to you, God will say, okay, let's go. If you say, God, I make you my number one, He will say, okay, let's go. God will meet you where you are. God will meet you where you are. God will meet you where you are. Come on, let me hear you pray. It's almost midnight, or we have 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes to go. Let me hear you pray. Let's take 2026 by storm. Let's take all the good. Let's take all the blessing. Let's take all the glory. Let's take all the favor. Let's take all the opportunities. Let's take everything our Father has prepared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will be a good year. It will be a glorious year. It will be a blessed year. Oh my God. We will see God.
We will see the hand of God. We will see God do great things. We will see God do mighty things. We will see God do amazing things. In 2026, we have just over 1 minute to go. We will see God. We will see Him work in our family. We will see Him work in our business. We will see Him work in our career. We will see Him work in our finances. We will see Him work in our relationship, in our partnership. We will see Him work in our body. Where there is sickness, we lay hold on healing. Where there are legal problems, our lawyer, our attorney, the Lord Jesus Christ, our advocate, He will rise up and He will speak on our behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah everything, He will come through for us. He will rise up on our behalf. He will do amazing things for us. He will do amazing things in our lives. We have less than 1 minute. We have less than 1 minute. Come on, let's take 2026. Let's take 2026. Let's take it by storm. Let's receive all that our Father has for us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Lord, we thank you. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for loving us. Welcome to 2026. Hallelujah. Come on, let's celebrate. Let's rejoice. Go around and greet somebody. Welcome somebody. Welcome to 2026. Welcome to your new season. Hallelujah. Welcome to 2026. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of this new year. Welcome to 2026. Come on, let's thank God for 2026.
Hallelujah.
Woo. We made it. Woo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. All right. All right. So 2026 is my year, our year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. Hallelujah. All right, let's do it together. 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over. Make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are His everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and He will say, "Destroy." I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and shield of my life. My help comes from Him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and my coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up His mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is still news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Laugh with me. Ha, 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 ha. In this season, it's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts up the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. And he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. God said he is giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting. And there is a shifting, lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim is shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah and from rejected to Beulah is shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to owner, from supplanter to contender. In this season is shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken. And my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you, dry bones. Come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you, cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life to you, dreams, womb, ventures, investment, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Speak life over yourself. Amen. Let's finish this up. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walkover, and flyover year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, shout about it. Glory to God, we receive your word, oh God. Oh, we receive your promise. It's all good, it's good, it's good, it's good. Hallelujah. His plan is all good. Lift up your hands to heaven. Thank God for his good plan for your life in 2026. For his good plan for your family in 2026. For his good plan for your future in 2026. For his good plan for your health in 2026. For his good plan for your finances in 2026. For his good plan for your children in 2026. For his good plan for your career in 2026. For his good plan for your parents in 2026. For his good plan for your partnerships in 2026. For his good plan for every area of your life in 2026. We give you the praise, oh God. We give you the praise, oh God. We give you the praise, Father. We thank you. We receive it in faith. We bless your holy name, Father. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Take a moment to be thankful before we dismiss. Take one solemn moment between you and your Maker to be thankful. Take one solemn moment of connection between you and your Maker to take everything that He has prepared for you in this year, to accept it and to begin to walk in the reality of it. His plan for you is good. There's no evil in His plan. If you choose Him like He chose you, His plan will work out for your good. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord, for being with us in this service. You did not allow the weather to limit us. You came through by your mighty presence. You broke through. You broke through the dread of the weather, the evil weather. We thank you. We thank you. For those that are with us in this room and many that are with us on our different platforms, virtual, whether it's YouTube or Facebook or on our website or anywhere where we are connected with people tonight, this morning, I pray your blessings over them. Those that are traveling back home, I pray that you keep them. The snow is still heavy, still coming down. Protect them. Protect them. Let them not be one of those that are caught in accidents. No slip, no sliding. You keep our foot from sliding. You keep our foot from slipping. You are the one that preserves us. You preserve our going out and our coming in. It's you who does that. So keep your people. Let everyone arrive at home safely. I pray tonight for those that are going nearby, not too far, keep them. For those that are going far away, keep them. Help them. Give them strength and alertness. Protect them. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I break every stranglehold of the enemy. I declare they will not prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, establish your word in every life. We thank you, our God. We give you praise. We give you praise. Amen. 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 God bless you. Happy 2026. Amen.